This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue our theme, توجيهات أخلاقية من التجارب اليومية. Moral guidance from everyday experiences. We are on the eve of the 17th of Ramadan. Tomorrow is the 17th of Ramadan. And 1442 years ago, tomorrow, an epic battle took place, the monumental battle of Badr. And it was the first major battle in the history of Islam and a turning point in the history of the Ummah. A day on which the truth was victorious and falsehood defeated and the banner of Islam raised in victory. The Battle of Badr is one of the few battles explicitly mentioned by name in the Quran. A distinguished day in the history of Islam, Yawm al-Furqan, Yawm al-Taqal Jam'an, the day of Furqan, the day of the criterion, a day on which the two armies met. Now, what makes the Battle of Badr even more apparent in our minds at present is the ongoing attack at present on the Palestinians as we are speaking. We have been witnessing the brutal attack on worshippers at Qubbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, and at Masjid al-Aqsa by the Zionist occupying forces during these sacred days of this holy month. The city of Yareh Shalem, place of peace, has neither peace nor justice. And it is Muslim inhabitants and its Christian inhabitants are brutalized in their own homes by these callous and despicable Zionist cowards who are armed to the teeth with the most sophisticated of weapons. Beating up defenseless people on the sacred site of the masjid at the special time of Ramadan while the people are in Salah. What is needed in the Muslim world is dedicated and fearless leadership. Leadership where you find the right person or the right persons, and not necessarily a single person, but leadership. We have many leaders, of course, but leadership. Leadership for this particular situation, aware and cognizant of the kind of challenges we face, the global challenges we face. You see, looking at the Battle of Badr, Muslims were fighting a well-trained army, three times their size, and the odds were, of course, stacked very heavily against the Muslims at the Battle of Badr. And in circumstances like that, as it is in Palestine right now, it's easy to lose heart and become despondent in such situations. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took 313 of his army, if you can call it that, and took on the forces of Quraysh, which were 1,000 well-armed, well-trained people. And one of the companions, Miqdad bin Amru Bahrani, originally from Hadramaut in Yemen, he assured the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, imdi lima arak Allah, fa nahnu ma'ak." This is the kind of spirit we need from the Muslim community globally. O Messenger of Allah, proceed against this well-equipped army, three times our size, much more sophisticated, much more prepared, but you go forth, O Prophet of Allah, you proceed where Allah directs you and be rest assured that we are with you. Wallahi, la naqulu laka kama qalat banu Israel Musa. We swear by Allah, we will not say to you what the people of Moses, peace be upon him, said to him. They said to him, as the Quran says, idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hahuna qa'idun. O Moses, you and your Lord, you go and fight. We're watching in our seats what you are doing. ولكن نقول, we tell you the different from that. What we say, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا. You and your Lord, you go and fight. إنا معكما مقاتلون. And we will be with you fighting beside you. That's the difference. Cowards, and then those who put yaqeen in Allah. Nothing is more empowering than faith in the heart and the support of the faithful, especially in the darkest hours when things may seem hopeless. And the most valuable thing in difficult times like these is to have the assurance, the support of those who are dear to you. And remember, the whole body of the ummah is one body. Every member is part of that body. And the best of aids are those who do not betray you or forget you or forsake you in times of difficulty, but instead they support you. You see, it was in this very hallowed, sacred area where the fighting is taking place right now that the diminutive Dawood, David, took on Goliath. Dawood took on Jalut. And he took him on with a slingshot, the same slingshot the Palestinians are still using today against the sophisticated weaponry, the same slingshot that Dawood used against Jalut. And there's a humorous incident. People told Dawood, Jalut is so big, how can you hit him? And Dawood said, he's so big, how can I miss? So he took on the gigantic Jalut or Goliath and defeated him by the permission of Allah. You see, it's not the size of the army nor the sophistication of the weaponry that eventually counts, nor the number of soldiers. Allah reminds us in the Quran about this very battle of Badr. وَلَقَدَ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah helped you at the battle of Badr when you were insignificant in numbers. But be conscious of Allah so that you may show gratitude. The battle of Badr is for us a great example from our history and from our legacy, and teaches us that victory does not depend on numbers, nor on the sophistication and the power, seeming power of the opposition, but rather on the sincere dedication of those fighting for the oppressed people against the oppressor. And Allah reminds us in the Quran, كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله. How often is a small group of people overtaken and beaten a large group of people? So be patient. The struggle, you see, whether it be Dawood alayhi salam, whether it be the battle of Badr, whether it be the fight in Palestine or in Kashmir, the struggle has always been for truth and goodness and justice. It was always about the quality of people and the goodness of the cause that they stood for and that they stand for, rather than the amount of believers who fought. You see, it was never ever about the quantity, and it's always ever about the quality. One of our Salaf wrote a qasida, they call qasida Salawat al-Badariya. So I'll read a short snippet of it, but in this snippet, he asked Allah by the means of the people who fought in the Battle of Badr. He said, Allah, may Allah grant us safety to the nation, to the Ummah of Islam, from disease and retribution and anxiety and worries and sadness and a sense of defeat. Oh Allah, we ask you this in the spirit of the people who fought at Badr. So they say, Ilahi sallim al-umma min al-afati wal-niqma wa min hammin wa min ghumma bi ahli al-badr ya Allah. Salatullah, salamullah ala taha rasulillah. صلاة الله سلام الله على ياسين حبيب الله إلهي سلم الأمة من الآفات والنقمة ومن هم ومن غمة بأهل البدر يا الله. شكرا. May Allah grant victory to the oppressed wherever they are, and may truth and justice prevail. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.